Thank you for joining us today. We're going to be talking about unified device management here at Microsoft. I'm Brian Allen, and I'm a senior program manager here at Microsoft. I manage large-scale programs, in particular early product adoption efforts, or what we call dog food. I'm joined by my colleague Karthik Jayaveer, and I'll let him introduce himself.
Hi everyone, I'm Karthik Jayaveer. I'm a service engineer in Microsoft. I'm the subject matter expert in System Center Configuration Manager 2012 and managing mobile devices using Windows Intune integration with Configuration Manager.
We want to thank you for joining us today, and we're going to be talking about unified device management at Microsoft and how we prepared our end users to embrace it. We'll be covering end user readiness, device enrollment, and the company portals, as well as modern apps and support. With the explosion of mobile devices showing up in the enterprise, Microsoft lacked a timely solution to managing all these heterogeneous devices. And as end users started bringing more and more of these devices into the workplace, we needed to have an approach to solving this issue. And that approach and that solution was unified device management using System Center Configuration Manager 2012 with Windows Intune. And we wanted to ensure we were embracing consumerization of IT, or BYOD, bring your own device, and allowing our end users to be productive anytime, anywhere, on any device they choose. And I think we've accomplished this, Karthik. Do you agree?
Absolutely, Brian.
So let's talk a little bit about light management versus full management. Some of you all may be familiar with these concepts, and in 2007, we had the capability of managing devices in a very light manner, and now we're moving to this full management approach, and as I said, and that's to solve this explosion of heterogeneous devices showing up in the enterprise. So Karthik, what are some of the key differences between light management and full management?
Starting from Configuration Manager 2012, devices can be discovered through Exchange Connector. For example, if a device talks to Exchange through Exchange Connector or Exchange Mail Sync, it's going to automatically set some footprints to this Exchange server. Mm-hmm. So a Configuration Manager is going to grab that information and discover all these devices and set this information in the Configuration Manager database. And this is for inventory purposes. Apart from that, it can also set some policies as well as settings from Configuration Manager, which means if you set some settings from Configuration Manager, it's going to trigger the call to Exchange and then make that settings enforced on the device's side. Since there is no agent on the device side, it's called light management. On the other side, the full management is something like with an agent already there on the device. In Windows Phone and Windows RT devices, the agents are already part of the operating system. Windows Intune is going to tap that information and enroll these devices into Windows Intune and get these devices managed easily. When it comes to the management, it's like you can manage apps, and also users can go and set some policies, and Windows Intune can set up some settings and password settings and everything. That's why it's called as fully managed devices. With Intune, it's very easy to do this fully managed, and it is since it's not having a light management solution, that's a difference between the Exchange connected devices and the Intune enrolled devices.
Awesome. And so some of the benefits of using unified device management, as we stated, is also allowing our end users to be productive anytime, anywhere, on any device. Also, you don't need to be domain joined or corp connected. And so Karthik, can you think of any other key benefits besides just allowing our users to be productive anytime, anywhere, which is a huge benefit, and also no need to be domain joined or corp connected, which is another key benefit. Anything else you can think of?
As you explained about the user experience also, there is also some other things that are on the infrastructure side as a benefit. Yeah. So if I want to set up a mobile device management, I have to set up a server and place it on the internet side and have that security reviewed by the internal security team, and it has to be protected also. So there are a lot of overhead for making this server available over the internet. With Intune, it's very easy to set up. Once the Intune subscription is ready, you can just grab that information and use that for your mobile device management. Windows Intune will take care of setting up the servers on the internet, make the servers available over the internet for the app content as well as the enrollment process. So it is very easy to do this kind of management with the Intune in place, so there is no overhead on the admin side, and also it reduces a lot of cost for the enterprise companies.
And that's huge, because enterprises, they don't need to build this large infrastructure in order to solve this problem. Basically, the infrastructure is there, you just have to adopt it.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool. And so from an end user experience and an IT pro experience, what are some of the things that you think from an IT pro side that you'd like to mention, right? We want to make sure that it's not some huge overhead from an administrator to manage this. So let's talk a little bit about that.
One of the important things and the cool thing about hybrid management is an admin person don't have to log into your Intune console at all. Everything is done through Configuration Manager. That's why it is called a single pane of glass. So right from app publishing to setting up the policies, as well as doing some triggering some commands on the device side, everything is done through the Configuration Manager console. And also the devices will try to contact the Intune server and flow all the status to Configuration Manager. So no need to log into the Intune portal to see the status of your app, as well as your status of the devices. So it's everything in one place where admins can go and do this. It is a huge benefit that your admins don't have to log into multiple places to see the management.
That's awesome, because I know that you can run Configuration Manager as a standalone product. You can also run Intune as a standalone product. Bringing these two together, which is unified device management, as an administrator, you are now able to manage all of this, your on-prem clients, as well as your cloud-connected devices through a single pane of glass.
That's true.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So let's talk about the ability to protect these corporate assets. We know that these are personal devices, but they're also accessing corporate assets, applications, information from that enterprise. How are these things protected? Because personally, I want to make sure that my device is, my personal information is protected, and you're not looking at certain pictures or baby pictures, although you can look at baby pictures. I can share them with you anytime. But how do we make sure that that's separated and I'm protected with my personal information?
That's a valid concern too. I would be concerned if my personal device is being managed by some other, corporate or some enterprise, but over the internet especially. So protecting the device is an absolutely critical thing. So we do protect devices by setting up certain policies as well as the enforcing certain settings like password settings. So once the device gets enrolled to Intune, it will automatically set certain number of password policies as well as the encryption. So your data is always already encrypted and will be protected. Also, in the case of the device getting stolen or lost, admin can go to the admin console and then do a wipe, which means it will automatically trigger the wipe call to the device and remove all the settings and bring the phone to its factory default setting, which will remove all the corporate information and protect the information from by being in the wrong hands. And also, if the device, if a user leaves the company, then the company can make some call, and then the admin person can go to the admin console and do a retire command, which will disconnect the device from kind of talking to the Intune services, which means it's going to remove the connection, remove all the apps, as well as whatever all the settings that are set by Intune will be automatically removed from the device side. So now the device is brought back to the original state where it was before the enrollment.
And so to be clear, when you say remove all the apps, that you've installed from the company. Let's say you won't remove my games, my personal apps, just the apps that are company assets.
Exactly. And also, the Intune will be aware of only the apps that are installed by Intune. So it won't be getting all the asset information, the app information through the inventory, that what are the apps you install. It's only going to get the information about the apps installed by Intune, as well as the policies set by Intune. So when it tries to remove it, it's going to remove only those things that are set by Intune.
Oh, that makes me feel a lot better. I don't want to lose the ton of games that I have. But that is a key benefit for the company as well as the end user, because if I've lost my device, I want to make sure that not only are the company assets protected, but my personal assets. You have the ability to protect all of that and wipe the device, setting it back to factory default settings. But you also have the ability, if it's just a corporate asset that you're looking to, to protect, you can retire it and just remove that corporate information off and leave all my personal information alone.
That's
pretty cool. I really like that. So let's recap what we've covered. We've talked about the challenges here at Microsoft. We've also talked about some of the key benefits to adopting unified device management, how it's making our end users productive anytime, anywhere, on any device. You don't have to be corp connected. You don't have to be domain joint. and you're also protected from an enterprise perspective. And so those are some key benefits. Those are some great things here with Unified Device Management. We're rolling it out at Microsoft currently right now. Things are going very well. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yep, it's awesome. Going really well.
Awesome. And so that's pretty much our session today. We'd like to thank you for joining us. See you next time.